We are told to pray for those who rule over us, presidents, governors, senators, and so on, and that we're to be subject to the governing authorities. Part of the reason for this is that they serve as God's servants, whether they realize it or not, in dispensing aspects of goodness and common grace to people. But we shouldn't look to our president as the theologian in chief. Instead, we look to the church where we see a greater type of grace being explained, and that is saving grace. That's our words for the day, saving grace. Yesterday, we defined grace as the unmerited favor of God, which He is not obligated or required to give anyone. And we said that God's common grace falls on every man in a myriad of ways. But saving grace is something greater. Saving grace is found in Jesus Christ alone. And not everyone heeds the gracious command to repent of their sin and turn to Christ. And even a person's repentance and faith is due to the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it's a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." God, under no obligation to us, in His grace, because of the perfect life, atoning death, and victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ, makes people who were spiritually dead come to spiritual, eternal life. Who are those people? Those people are the ones who receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord through repentance and faith. And the question is, are you experiencing God's saving grace? Have your eyes been opened to the reality of God's holiness and your sinfulness, and that as such you stand condemned before Him? But that in one sweeping act of grace, Jesus paid the believer's debt through His death and proved Himself victorious over Satan, sin, and death through the resurrection. Are you depending upon the work of Christ for your salvation, or are you going to roll the dice with your own good deeds? It's really no roll of the dice, because our own self-contrived righteousness is dirtier than the nastiest piece of trash found in the bottom of a garbage truck. Do you know the reality of saving grace in your life? Then you know that it is a wonderful and matchless and the cause of much praise in your life. Today, please pray for Brian Reisner and his family, our missionaries in Romania. And also, remember the Song Hey Life Word broadcast heard throughout Africa.